Okay, Audio Boom was really playing up with my phone, so we missed one of the forts that we passed on our way through.
Last time, I'm not sure.
Yeah, my phone just, I don't know, Audio Boom just totally wrecked my phone, so got it recording now though.
Out there you see the city wall. The city wall was built around the old town to the coastal defense. It's a big wall about 40, 50 feet high. How wide is about 20, 15 feet. The big wall that you can see out there. At the end, right there, the little fortress. I'm going to the little one now, the Moro Castle.
So there's three forts.
Yeah, we didn't see the other one.
Yeah.
I do remember that, though. They said it was on the other side. That's why we didn't go.
Oh, yeah.
I do remember the city wall, and we were talking about that.
Yeah. Residential area, poor section down there. Consider poor to have a pretty view.
So, of course, people who live around the city wall have a view of the ocean, because that's what the wall was built for.
The ocean is to our right, and the buildings and stuff are to our left.
It would be tough to have a front view from your house and look out and see the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
You see many buildings need the restoration. How many others have the restoration already? The problem is take a lot of time, a lot of money. They have to keep the same old time. They have to preserve the Spanish architecture.
Nice museum.
Built in 1523. Now we see for the government by Institute of Puerto Culture.
Used to be a convent built in 1543. Now these are for a government building. School of some kind, I think he said. School for the Blind is. They have one.
Oh,
uh-huh. I get to the front, the other fortress, the name of this one, San Felipe del Morro, the Moro Castle.
Oh,
it started built in 1539 and finished in 1776. 250 years to build by Spain, by Spaniard.
That's the one we went to the last time we were here. Fort Moro, it's an interesting place.
Now it is a cemetery, a summer cemetery. It's the oldest cemetery in the city.
Last time we were here.
That's the one we went to inside that had the dungeon and all that, wasn't it?
No, Fort Moro was the first one we went to.
Oh, okay.
It was hot.
Yes, that was the one that was really hot. It has a lighthouse and stuff in that one. We went up inside the lighthouse. That was pretty cool. No air conditioning, though. That was not cool.
Okay, now it's time for 5 minutes of a picture. Sounds good?
Yeah.
Somebody take pictures?
5 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Time for pictures.
Pictures are good?
5 minutes of pictures.
All right, we're outside the bus now, and we're looking up at Fort Morrow, which is where we had been 2 years ago. So, met some family members out here, and they're on their bus tour as well. So, said hello to them real quick, and...
Where's he going?
He's probably just moving around. Probably to get away from some traffic, like we're going to have to do. Hello? Okay. Let go of me there for a second. Probably just going down there, circling back around so he can keep the traffic moving.
This is Fort Morrow, right here. Real quick.
He's going to come back around, I'm sure. Because that wasn't near 5 minutes, so. He's letting people get their pictures taken and all that good stuff, so. He's having to move around, keep the traffic going. This is a historic landmark, so I'm sure they, park rangers and all that good stuff, keep the traffic going. I'll go ahead and save this recording and we'll come back. With another one.
All right.